every year. Humpback whales migrate north along the east coast of Australia from June to September. And every year, the Organisation for the Rescue and Research of Catechins in Australia, or ORCA for short, has been manning the headlands to count them as they go past. What a job. Jules Farrell from ORCA joins us on the line to tell us more about the census, which took place on Sunday. Hey, Jules, how are you?
Very well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, our 23rd. 23 years we've been doing this.
Wow.
Migration whale census count, and each year the population is increasing by approximately 10 to 12%. And Sunday was a fantastic day. The weather was perfect. The conditions were perfect, and at this stage there was 1,009 humpbacks counted.
Wow.
That's on the day, but we're expecting that number to at least double, because we're still waiting on data sheets to come in from ORCA members and also members of the public that were out on headlands counting whales for us.
Why is it, maybe for the listener out there who isn't familiar with the census, why is it so important to do the whale census, and what happens with the information after you collect it?
Well, what we do is, first of all, we do this to see what the population is, how it's going, whether it's decreasing or increasing, and it is increasing. And what we do with the data is we keep the data, we collate it, and we just compare each year to see how, the whale population is increasing. And also on the day, if people do see a whale that they feel is either unwell or a bit on the skinny side, for a humpback, or is entangled, that's even, if someone does see something like that, we always ask people to call our rescue hotline to report that they feel that there is a whale in distress, so that we can work on trying to track it and try and help it.
Yeah, that's great. Obviously, members of the public getting involved there. Do they help with the count as well?
Yeah, members of the public. You don't have to be an ORCA member to get involved in this count. Mm. You can just be a member of the public, and we just ask people to go onto our website and download the count sheet. Whenever they saw whales, just to count them. And
great.
It was really important to mark the time as well that they saw the whales and how many they saw and whether they're going north or south. Sometimes some of them go back south early, because then that helps us not to double count the whales if we've got the time. So say someone was at Long Reef and they saw three whales at 10 o'clock, and then, the next headland, three whales were seen at just a few minutes after that, we can be pretty well sure that that is the same pod that was seen at the previous headland.
Yeah, that's great. And, we're used to seeing humpback whales in Sydney, but you've been spotting the much rarer southern right whales. Can you tell me more a bit about that?
Southern right whales, it's very exciting, as a matter of fact, because they are endangered. They are in trouble. The last count that was done on southern rights was just less than 300. They normally spend most of their time down in the Great Australian Bight, down in South Australia. But it's been very exciting for us because we've actually seen mothers, southern right mothers and calves migrating up the coast. They don't go as far as the humpbacks, of course, but they have been seen off Sydney and just further down south. One of our ORCA members who uses a drone, she took the most amazing footage of two southern rights, both with calves, in the same spot, which was the first time that it's ever been seen. So we are very excited that the southern rights are starting to make a little bit of an increase in their population.
Yeah, it's amazing. It sounds like it was a really successful census. So, hey, Jules, thanks so much for joining the show and shedding light on all of that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
See you later. That was Jules Farrell, Vice President of Marine Mammal Group Orca, talking about the annual whale census.